Welcome to day three of our 12 days of miracles. I am actually starting to wonder if my voice is recovering or if it's actually there's something going on in my throat that I get to heal from that I might have picked up along the way. And it could be. Either way, you're still getting my raspy voice, but the power is just the same from what I hear from your emails. So thank you. Thank you for your grace. Day after Christmas. In some cultures, this is the second day of Christmas. I grew up in that culture. Today was a second day of Christmas. And today was a more casual day of Christmas. So yesterday we dress up, we go to church, and everything was very formal. We did Christmas very differently in Poland. So it wasn't coming together for Christmas gifts in the morning of Christmas. It was more of we actually had a very different schedule around gifts. And day one of Christmas was very formal. You dressed, you sat around the table, you ate proper breakfast, and then you ate proper lunch, and you came together for dinner, and it was a day full of joy and also reflection. Day two, a lot more casual. You gathered with friends and ate leftovers, and it was just a very different energy. So what I want us to tune into today is this energy of like expecting something different. I was taking a walk this morning. I woke up early and I just needed to get some fresh air, and it's cold, but I just needed to move my body, get fresh air. And I was tuning into the energy of today for the miracles recording, and I felt this strong pull towards still energy of saving the miracle for a special moment. It was this very strong energy of lack, L-A-C-K, still saving the miracle for some time you might actually really need it because you don't need it right now. So following that, if you want, you can close your eyes, take a deep breath in. And allowing yourself to shift into, I don't ask for miracles when I need them. I never really need them. Because needing means I don't have something. And in this moment, we have everything we need. Most of the time, the fear comes in when we think about tomorrow. Will I have what I need tomorrow? Will I have what I need tomorrow? And tomorrow could be tomorrow physically, or a week from now, or a month from now. That's when fear comes in. In this present moment, we have everything we need. It's law of universe. In this moment, I have everything I need. And if I don't need it, I don't, if I don't have it, I don't need it in this moment. And my fear might be connected to me thinking nothing will change. And if nothing changes, will I have what I need this afternoon, tomorrow, a week from now, January 1st, whatever it is, February 1st? There were some people making choices in my space over the last week or so, and they were committing to payments for their transformation. And they were making the payments from, will I have enough to make the third, fourth payment? And I'm not saying that that's wrong, that's, responsible. But in this moment, what I want us to tune into is change, expecting something different. Our programmed mind will always come from things will be the same. And if they change, they will change for worse. Our programmed mind must be conditioned, trained, programmed, taught over and over again to expect something different. And to expect something different that's better. So, in this moment, with your next breath, welcome something different today, unexpected. I was walking after I recorded our the recording for day two yesterday. I was taking a walk in the neighborhood at my parents. I'm still at my parents visiting for the holidays. And I was in a very residential area, like No stores, just very, very suburban residential, walking down the street among, one, two-story houses. And I looked down and there was a $5 bill. Folded, into quarters, $5 bill. It's been there for a while because it was well soaked with the snow still on the ground. There was nobody around, so I picked it up and I'm like, wow, I would definitely expect it on New York City street. That happens a lot. But this is a very like suburbia, like I don't, it's in my experience, I don't find money like that in areas like this. In the city, that's different. I find money in a city, used to find money in the city a lot. And I was like, wow, what a miracle. So unexpected. So today we are going to tune into the unexpected. And with your eyes closed, take a little journey into your heart right now. What is the first thing that comes up when I say, expect the unexpected? Welcome the unexpected. What comes in immediately? Is it fear or is it joy? Is there any excitement present? What do you feel? And take another deep breath in. What if from now on, and maybe just for today, we allow ourselves to welcome and expect it? And before we judge it, like, when we something happens, and even in a moment when we're like, oh, it's a miracle, but then our limiting conversation will come in, our programmed conversation will come in, and then we'll say, oh no, somebody lost it. I feel so bad. What if exactly what you found, like the $5 bill, I'm like, okay, great. May it multiply where it came from. I love using that. May it multiply where it came from. Maybe that person gets $50 on the other side of it. So today, as we play with our 12 days of miracles, expect, welcome. Don't even expect it. Welcome it. Invite it. Invite the unexpected. The unexpected connection, invitation, confirmation, unexpected money, unexpected love, unexpected joy, something different, something you wouldn't up until now expect, because you shift your perspective, because you shift your interpretation, and thus something different can come in for you to be in the presence of a miracle. If you are being among other people, if you are invited to celebrations, dinners, meals, connections, look for the miracle with somebody you are meeting. Be open to experiencing the miracle, being in the presence of a miracle. This just came in very strongly, so I'm going to repeat it. Expect to be in the presence of a miracle. What if a miracle isn't occurring to you directly, but you are in the presence of it? Maybe somebody is getting engaged. What a miracle. Somebody committing to a future together in a space of possibility. What if today you overcome some aspect of you that up until now was still in lack, LACK, by witnessing a miracle created, received, experienced by somebody else. Breathe that in. Let it out. In a space of gratitude, to be in the presence of miracle and expect it, welcoming something that is out of ordinary today. And so it is. See you tomorrow.